Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. On Monday night, the Japanese blog Mac Otakara published a new report that claims two things. First, that Apple is developing a new iPod Touch, and even bigger, that the 2019 iPhones could switch from Lightning to USB-C. Mac Otakara has a history of nailing Apple scoops from time to time, notably the first report that the headphone jack would go away with the iPhone 7, 10 months before it was announced. The report is light on details, however, only noting that the current iPod Touch was introduced in 2015 and fills the role of the cheapest screen that can subscribe to Apple Music. It may also be true that Apple plans to drop support for the processor used by the iPod Touch and an upcoming version of iOS, which would mean discontinuing the iPod Touch or updating the hardware. The current iPod Touch runs on Apple's A8 chip, the same chip used in the iPhone 6 and iPad mini 4, which is also rumored to be replaced soon. iOS 12 works with iPhone 5S and later, so the iPhone 6, iPod Touch, and iPad mini will probably be safe with iOS 13, but they do lack modern features like the ability to make group FaceTime calls with video. Only audio is supported on older devices. And Apple certainly isn't against selling older devices that don't work with the latest software, at least with refurbished products. Apple still sells refurbished versions of the previous generation iPod Touch that can only run iOS 9. As for the iPhone switching from Lightning to USB-C, the report is even lighter on details, but it does make the comparison to the iPad Pro making the switch in 2018. This could be the first USB-C rumor before a flood of similar rumors, or it could be a one-off miss. We'll keep you posted. And on Monday, Apple's chief operating officer testified in court that Apple tried to buy modems from Qualcomm for the iPhone XS, XS Max, and iPhone XR, but the chip maker refused to sell Apple chips over their ongoing legal battle. That's the first mention that Apple's patent dispute with Qualcomm affected what parts go in new iPhones. And John Gruber disclosed new information on Daring Fireball last night, noting that Apple replaced 11 million iPhone batteries in 2018 through the $29 replacement program. Apple typically replaced 1 to 2 million batteries per year before the program, according to his source. And Toyota announced that its 2020 GR Supra sports car will offer wireless CarPlay, at least in the $4,000 premium package. Wireless CarPlay still isn't an industry standard in the way that wired CarPlay has become, with only BMW offering wireless CarPlay on new cars in the US. You can also add wireless CarPlay to your current car with aftermarket screens for under $1,000 if you're not in the market for a $50,000 sports car. And NBC says it's launching a new ad-supported video streaming service in 2020. The service will feature live TV and over 1,500 hours of TV shows, according to the announcement. Apple, of course, is expected to launch its own on-demand original video content streaming service sometime this year. And Michael Stieber has published a new behind-the-scenes look at how he used iOS on the iPhone and iPad Pro to cover CES 2019 without a Mac last week. So check that out and read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.